How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
But we're talking about Brittany and Kevin and their relationship right now. Whatever he did, he upset her so much that she changed the locks on the house before he got home, which is like, that is severe. That is drastic right there. You really have to screw up for you to come home and the locks have been changed like that. So I'm dying to know from you guys if this has ever happened to you or you've ever done it. Like, what did he or she do to make you make that decision?
Right.
Harsh. Joseph, what's up?
Hey, Bert Show.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you? Melissa, I saw you last night. I broke back.
Hey, you got in?
I got in.
Good.
I didn't get a T-shirt, though, but I got in.
Sorry.
It was great. So listen, my boyfriend, I came home late one night. We were kind of on the outs. We were about to break up, and he cut up all my clothes.
Ooh.
Shredded in my closet. Shredded them. Cut up the backs of clothes. Cut clothes. Cut sleeves off clothes. Cut them in places where I didn't know, where I had to find out if I was going to work. I would be on the subway, and I would see that I had a big slit up my arm on my shirt. So the next weekend, he went away. I changed the locks.
I can't believe you waited a week, because if I'm looking at a guy like that and I'm looking like at a personality that could do that and is so angry, I'd be nervous to have that guy back in the house the next day.
And I was there. I mean, I was fine. I just was like, what am I going to do? I can't, you know, this guy can't be homeless. But lots of my friends, you know, they were all on my side and said, this is what you got to do.
Oof, yeah.
What'd you do?
What?
Yeah,
what did you do
to make him rip up all your clothes?
Yeah.
I honestly, we were on the outs and we were about to break up, and he was just upset that I didn't come home one night.
And who else got involved? Who's the third party?
He didn't come home one night. It was all innocent fun.
Hey guys, listen, I'm from New York. I just moved here in January,
Thank
you.
He was working late, guys.
Thanks,
he was working late. Yeah, because you don't get that. You don't get cutting clothes angry unless they've stepped out on you.
Right.
And the next time, I want the callers to let us know if they actually called a locksmith too, or I'm wondering if someone had already purchased the new locks
and had them sitting in the closet ready to go.
There aren't many calling about it, so I think it's probably more a movie cliche than it is anything, or a celebrity cliche than it is anything else. Hey, Jeanette, good morning.
Good morning, Bert Show.
All right, you were so mad you changed the locks on the house before he got home.
Yes, I did. I was pregnant 8 months with we were married 8 months, and I was pregnant with our baby, and he would go out, and, oh, I'm going out for milk or whatever, and it would take him 4 hours to get milk.
Uh-oh.
So one night I'm like, okay, you go get your milk. So I followed him, and I caught him going into this woman's house.
Yeah.
So I went back home, got all
his
clothes.
Was the woman lactating?
No, no. God. He was just skinny, and he said I looked like a whale. So.
Oh.
No.
You're 8 months pregnant, and he said you look like a whale.
Yeah.
All right, that would have been
enough
to change the locks. Right.
So I put all his stuff in garbage bags, threw it on the street, and changed the lock on the house, and when he came back, he couldn't get in, and I'm like, no, you don't live here anymore. Go away or I'll call the cops.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. So I want, now there's just one lock on the door that you changed, or were there a couple of different locks around the house that you had to change?
Well, this was in Puerto Rico, and where I'm from, and our houses are different. You have to go through a gate to get to the front door first.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So I just bought a new lock and changed the lock to the gate. If he couldn't get in through that, he couldn't get in through the front door.
Now, I'm assuming when he gets home and the lock is changed, that he already knows that you know. So does he even try to backpedal, or did he say, why is the lock changed or anything, or did he just come clean?
No, he was just, I don't know what you're talking about. You're seeing things. You need to see a psychologist.
Uh-huh. He's like, hey, can you let me in?
Imagining things.
My key doesn't work anymore. Because I don't think I would never think that the lock would be changed. But
something's wrong.
I must have grabbed the wrong keys. Mm-hmm. Even though my car still starts and I can still get in my office.
Honey.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, I can't get in.
Jess? Hey, Jess. Jess, I can see you. I know you can hear me. I can see your shadow.
All right, Jeanette, thank you. Hey, Jeanette, can you say Puerto Rico one more time and roll that R like you did before?
Oh, no.
Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I like that. Thank you.
Hands
okay.
on the table.
Bye.
Mommy.
Good morning, Jackie. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So my story's not quite as funny. I actually found out from a neighbor that a very, very long time ago, I was dating a guy that lived with me, and he was quite a partier. He would go out, and we had knocked down, drag out fights because he'd stay out all night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found out from a neighbor that when he was gone for periods of time, he was actually out smoking crack.
Oh, no.
I found out one morning as, you know, he hadn't come home and called, you know, emergency locksmith, and they were out in about an hour, and I changed all my locks.
That's what we should have had call up, the is the locksmith yeah. to call up to tell the story. So this guy's coming home from an all-night bender, and he's been doing crack anyway, and his key doesn't fit in the lock, and he's like, dude, I have no idea how to handle this situation right now.
This is some really good stuff today, man. My key didn't even work.
I must be on the total wrong house, man. This is great. You know what? I'm just going to sleep here for a minute, and then I'll figure it out when I get out. I'm going to go over here and sleep behind the garbage cans. Nobody will see my legs sticking out.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hey.
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good. You were so upset at your husband, you changed the locks for what reason?
Oh, yes. It was like 3 or 4 years ago, but we had just gotten married, and his ex-wife owed us like $5,000, and we spent all this money on attorneys and everything, and he got there, and he gave in, and she wound up paying us nothing. And then on the way home, when he called me and told me, he called me her name.
Oh no.
Now, this dude was on his way home. How long a drive was that?
It was probably like an hour and a half, because it was in a whole other county where he had to go to court.
Okay.
And so I called my other brother-in-law. His brother came over and changed the locks.
His brother sold him out and changed the locks for you?
Yes.
In 90 minutes.
That's great.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever hooked up with his brother?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we're married now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking the brother likes her.
Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Bird Show.
Hey.
I have one even better for you than changing the locks.
All right.
My dad came home from work one day, and the whole house was gone. We lived in a trailer, and my mom was so mad at him. She moved the whole house.
Yep.
She moved into a whole new city. She said, screw you, we're moving.
Now, what did he do to make her so mad that she moved the entire trailer?
He was just a real bad partier. He drank all the time, and she had enough of it.
Call Nashville. We got a new country song.
Now, where the hell do I put this key? Where does it go?
At 8:28
I swear
right
to
now.
God, I know I've been drinking, but I swear to God that I was right here. Look at that right there is my Ford Fairlane up on the block. I know my trailer is right. The steps are there.
I'm not spending the money on the locks. I'm just driving the trailer out of here.
That's great.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.